With Wimbledon on this week, I thought this would be a good time to talk a little local tennis with our regional tennis manager from Tennis New South Wales, Andrew Yap. Andrew, how you doing?
Good, Andrew. How are you going? Thanks for having me.
Mate, not too bad at all. Some late nights this week for you, I suspect.
Definitely. A good contingent of Australian players, so definitely some bleary eyes coming up this next week.
Can I ask how you felt when Ash Barty made her decision earlier this year to finish up with tennis?
Well, at first I was surprised, I think, like everybody else.
Yeah.
But, amazing for her to be able to go out on her terms on top of the world. So, I think there's an incredible feeling of pride for what she's done personally and for the sport in Australia. So, yeah, a little bit shocked, but the legacy she leaves is remarkable.
We'd spoken before about, because of her success, there are more kids who are picking up tennis rackets. There's no reason for them to stop. She's still a wonderful tennis player. She's been a wonderful role model for Australian women and Australian tennis players.
Absolutely, yeah. We couldn't have asked for a better role model. And even though she's thrown herself into tennis retirement, it certainly doesn't mean that there's a lack of momentum in Australian tennis at all. And we've got record numbers in the Wimbledon draw this week, 15 in the singles and 15 players in the doubles. So plenty of players still to look up to and provide a similar example of outstanding sportsmanship and talent.
Now, in our local game, what's happening at Denman?
Denman, yeah, look, there's a new club or a club reforming at Denman, which is really good to see. We've got a few new people that are really keen to start driving some more tennis locally in Denman. The court surfaces are pretty good and, they're looking for some members to start initially with some daytime tennis until we get some lighting fixed there at the courts. There's plenty of opportunity for people to get involved and play a bit more locally at Denman Tennis.
That's something to look forward to in the warmer months, I dare say.
Definitely. I think it's fairly chilly out there at the moment, but given that it's daytime tennis at the moment, so even in on a nice crisp winter's day in Denman, it's still quite pleasant to get out and have a run around in your trackies.
And school holidays are just about upon us. You got some holiday programs happening?
We do, yeah, particularly in Scone, I think. So for local students, Scone is probably the most active of the venues around for school holiday programs. Coach Chris and the club are doing a really good job, particularly in their junior development at Scone at the moment. There's some holiday camps coming up and they've just launched a junior competition through Term 2, which has been really successful, and they'll be running that again from Term 3. So if anybody's looking for an introduction to tennis before some really friendly social match play for their kids in Term 3, this is a perfect opportunity for these school holidays to get involved.
And if anybody wants to find out anything more about any of our local tennis that's happening around the valley, where would you recommend they go?
Play.tennis.com.au is a good start. Otherwise, just look up on Facebook for your local club, whether it be Musselbrook, Denman, Scone, anywhere around that Musselbrook for Huntershire will have their own online social media presence.
All right, as easy as that. Andrew, I'll let you go and catch some sleep so you can watch some more tennis until the early hours. And thank you very much for joining us to have a chat.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.